In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Baba, and the reading of this Sunday, as we just heard, is about the raising of the son of the widow of Nain. And from the story, we see how the Lord, he had compassion on the young man because of the status of his mom. She was a widow, and he was the only one that she has. So he cried to him, saying, "Young man, I say to you, arise." Of course, death is something that everyone look at it with some kind of fear, and because it's a mystery, we don't know what is going to happen afterward. So everyone looks at it in a way, we try as much as we can to avoid even talking about it. But actually, if we examine the different kinds of death, we find that there is two kinds, main kinds of death that we can recognize. The first one is the physical death, as the example that we just heard about it in the Gospel of this Sunday. And the second one, which is more serious, is the spiritual death, that sometimes we do not take much time to think about it or pay attention to it. And let us go and see how this spiritual death is even more grievous, much more grievous than the physical death. Let us see what is the difference, what are the differences between the physical death and the spiritual death. The physical death, in its meaning, is the separation of the body from the spirit. God created for all humans a spirit, a reasoning spirit, came when he breathed into the dust and made it a reasoning soul. This is what differentiates us from the animals. We have reasoning spirit, and this happens when this spirit separates itself from the body. Spiritual death, in its meaning, actually, it is the separation of the spirit from God. Here, we have to be very careful with this, because sometimes we do not recognize that we are going into spiritual death while we are not paying attention, we are not even giving it our thought. When we separate ourselves from God, this eventually will lead to our spiritual death. Being away from prayers, away from the Word of God by which we live, being away from the communion, living in a life away from repentance, all of this, by doing it, we separate ourselves from God, and this will lead us that spiritually we might be subject to spiritual death. We panic sometimes when maybe, like, for any reason, we don't find, or if we find ourselves in a state where we cannot eat. Maybe if somebody lost in a desert, he tries to find any way and mean to find water so he wouldn't die. But we do not feel the same when we do not take communion or we do not repent for a long time. We do not panic when this happens. Meanwhile, while this is taking place, my spirit is getting weak and weak, and eventually it will die. Separation between the spirit and God is what makes this spiritual death. The second difference is physical death is inevitable. Everyone will die. All humans will come to this moment when their spirit will depart from their body. So this is something we cannot avoid. No matter how we hardly try, no matter how medicine will progress and make advancement, but at the end of the day, all of us, we know this for sure, that we will all come to this point of physical death. Spiritual death, on the contrary, is a choice. I choose to separate myself from God. It is not for everyone. Actually, the Lord gave us all the ways and means by which we can avoid this spiritual death. When we die spiritually, it is because I choose to do it to myself. I choose to separate myself from God. No one can separate me from God. Even Satan himself cannot do this. If I am determined to be in the hand of the Father, no one can snatch me out of from his hand. But I am the only one who can choose to go away from him, to go astray from his hand, and eventually I will lead myself to die spiritually. The third difference is physical death is followed by another life. We know this. That's why we pray in the litany of the departed. We say that it is not death for your servants, but departure. We just move from this life into another life. So physical death actually serves as a bridge that transforms us from a status of temporary life to a status of eternal life. Physical death, spiritual death, on the contrary, if it happens, it's followed by eternal death and eternal damnation. This is scary. When we die physically, we move as if someone, he took an aeroplane and moved from this city to another city. That's exactly what happens. But when we die spiritually and we keep this status of spiritual death till the moment when we depart from this world, what I'm going to face afterward is eternal death. I will stay in damnation till there is no end, actually. This is what's going to happen for the whole eternity. Sometimes we are scared from physical death, even knowing that we are just moving from a life to another life. But when it comes to spiritual death, where if I die spiritually, then I might be subject to eternal damnation, we do not feel as much worried or troubled by this fact. Physical death, in it, the body loses its self-awareness, but not the soul. Maybe for a few minutes, while we are moving from this life to the other life, the body will lose its awareness. Yes, but the soul will always be alert, will always be aware of what happened, where, because it's a reasoning soul and it cannot die, it's from God. On the contrary, spiritual death, the soul loses its self-awareness. You find people are living here on earth, they are eating, drinking, marrying, doing whatever, and their body is so much conscious of what they are doing, but the soul lost its consciousness. It doesn't know what it's doing, what is going on. This person feels only the symptoms. He is always troubled, cannot find any peace. He is lacking something, going from a problem to another problem, simply because his soul lost its self-awareness. This is the problem of it. When we are sick, we know how to go to the doctor and say that I have a problem and I wanted you to fix it. But when we are spiritually ill and we are about to die, sometimes, unfortunately, we lose this self-awareness. We do not know that we are spiritually dead or we are in the stage of being imminently, we will reach this point. In physical death, it occurs when the body is ill, old, or injured. People die because of one of these three reasons. Somebody got sick, or he got so old, or he is injured. And this is the status of the body. When it comes to spiritual death, it occurs while the body is loose, healthy, and has no limits. It's a problem. The body is in control. And when the body is in control, the flesh is in control, then the spirit has a problem by then. We do not feel it. We do not sometimes hear the yearning of the soul asking for treatment. It is so much suffering inside us. Yes, we might feel all kinds of difficulties and troubles, but we don't feel like there is something need to be done as far as my body is okay. I eat well and I sleep well. I'm doing fine in my school. This is the end of it. We should be more sensitive towards the need of the soul, the spirit inside us. We should be more careful to recognize its illness. The body is not going to tell you that your soul is ill or had a problem. You have to be aware. You have to have your own eyes open on that. In physical death, rising from it, if it happens at all, is followed by a temporary life. This man whom the Lord raised today from the dead, for sure he lived for a few years or even many years with his mom, and then he died. This is without knowing, we are sure of that. Lazarus, the Lord rose him from the dead to live for some time, and he died as well. It was all done to reveal to us the power of the Lord and how he is able and have control over death. So rising from the physical death, if it happens, we are going to gain some more years. That's it. But rising from spiritual death, if maintained, is followed by eternal life. When we rise from our spiritual death and we keep and we maintain this status of spiritual welfare, this actually qualifies us to eternal life. That's why the real miracle is not for someone to raise a dead body from the death, but actually the real miracle that might happen with all of us, that when our spiritual death turns into life, when we move from this status of being spiritually dead into being spiritually well, and we arise from this grievous death. Another difference, rising from the physical death, if it happens, causes few people on earth to rejoice. I am sure that this funeral, when the Lord raised this man from the death, turned it into an occasion for rejoice. Everyone was so happy to see this man rising up again and coming back to his life, taking care of his mom. But if you see the difference here, rising from spiritual death not only causes few people to rejoice, it causes heaven to rejoice. This is what the Lord said, that heaven rejoice over one man who is a sinner and come back and return from his ways. How it, really this is a joyful occasion, that when we turn from our bad ways and wicked deeds and we turn to the Lord, we make not only the people around us to be happy and rejoice, but also heaven, all the angels and saints who are praying on our behalf to rejoice as well. We have to keep in our minds always this spiritual death. We think about it and we worry about it. Unless we are aware of it, unless we know that we have another element inside us, that is the spirit that needs to be fed, needs to be taken care of, we will never be able to avoid this spiritual death. Let us today heed the word of the Lord, saying to this man, young man, I say to you, arise. Let us all heed this word and take it to ourselves, and we respond to it, the Lord calling upon all of us to arise from the death of the spirit. Let us heed his calling and respond to him so we can find in him eternal life. Glory be to God forever and ever.